Today's year in the Daf Yomi is Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ches. We're going to begin on the very top line, Ches Amud Aleph. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Shmuel Chaim Katowitz, Shmuel Chaim Ben Levi. All the Shams we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. Now, we had in yesterday's year, at the end of yesterday's year, we had a Machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rabba. In the second version of the Machlokes, they said, that they're arguing even on a case where a man said to a woman, I want you to be Mikudeshes to me with this silk. And even if he said, with this silk, according to the Machlokes in the second version, Rav Yosef says that, no, you have to know the exact value of that silk. Shava kesef, hareyu kekesef. And we'll have to explain today why, which is where the seer will start. Whereas the opinion of Rabba was, no, you don't need to have the exact knowledge. He said, whatever this is, that's what you're being Mekudeshes with. That's what we said yesterday. It was the second version of the Machlokes in Rabba and Yosef. And we pick up today on the top line, Chesem and Aleph, with the words, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Mina Aminala, where do I get my shita that you have to know the exact amount of the value of the silk, otherwise you're not Mekudeshes, even though he said, Kaldu, whatever it is, this is what I'm being Mekadeshu with. Because the Tanya, because we learned in the following Brisa, it tells us in regards to a person who sold his Neved Ivri, and now he's going to work till the Yovel, and you have to go figure out how much it's worth to redeem him. So, Mikesef Miknaso, the Pasuk tells us that you figure out, let's say there were another 25 years till the Yovel, and you want to redeem him, so you base it on, if this is 25 years before the Yovel, how much 25 years would be worth? If it was only 20 years, you'd base it on 20 years, and you prorate it. That's what the Pasuk tells us, Mikesef Miknaso. So you figure it out, Mikesef Unikne, you figure out how much he's worth. As Rashi said, the Eved Ivri Ksiv, how much he's worth to go and redeem him, prorate it. The Eino Nikneh Betuah V'Kelim, but you can't go and redeem him with wheat or with kelim, with utensils, with vessels. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Hai Tuah V'Kelim Hechidam. What are we talking about? You can't redeem him by paying the owner of this Eved Ivri with Tuah or Kelim. Ile Modelo Mikneh B'Hu Klal. If you tell me, no, you can't use Tuah or Kelim at all, you must give him specifically money. That's not true. The Pasuk says also, Yoshiv Ge'ula So, which comes to teach us, Rashi goes through the drush that we have elsewhere, that this means the rabo shove kesef. When you have to pay off this debt, you can pay it off with money, or you can pay it off with the equivalent value of that money. So shove kesef is also good. So why couldn't you pay this back with the shove kesef of Tvua or Kalim? And if you're telling me we need the less shove pruta, if you're telling me it doesn't have a shove pruta, so then what difference does it make if it's Tvua or Kalim? Even with money, my year three of Kalim, I feel kesef nami. You wouldn't be able to pay him back with less than a shove pruta with money. Never mind Tvua or Kalim. So what does it mean? If you can pay him back, because if you nick, there ain't no nick in between of killing. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yosef says, Elo, mustn't it mean, lav, doesn't it tell us, the ismu shavu bruta? We are dealing here that it's worth the shavu bruta, that it's worth the kelim. However, given the lokaitzi, since it doesn't say exactly how much the tuah kelim are worth, lo, you can't use it. Ah, that's what Zosha Shita, that says that if you're paying somebody with shavu kesef, you have to know exactly, mami dekaitz, how much it's worth. Ah, that's what Rabbi Yosef says, it's a riot to his shita. No, what does Rabba do with that? Rabba says, you don't have to know the exact value. With the woman being Mekudeshes, with the silk, whatever it's worth, called to who? Rabba says that's perfectly good. But Rav Yosef darshens his pasuk, kesef and also to teach us, no, you have to know exactly how much it's worth. So what does Rabba do? V'idach, hochi kama. This is how Rabba would explain this brisa. When it says, b'toras kesef unikneh, when this Eved Ivri is based on a prorated basis, go and purchase back from the person that had bought him, the Eino Nikneh B'toras Tvua V'Kelim. He can't be purchased with Tvua and Kelim. What does that mean? U'mayniyu? It means with Chalifin. It means B'toras Tvua V'Kelim. Things that would normally work to exchange Tvua V'Kelim for them, that won't work over here, a din of chalipin. So that's what the pasuk tells us when it's mikesef miknaso. You can make a kinyan with Tvua V'Kelim if you're going to pay it back, a shav kesef, but you can't use it for a din of chalipin. So that's what Rabbi says. He uses the drasha in the pasuk 4. The Gemara says, that's great if you hold that normally you can use Tvua and Kalim and for Chalipin, and here, that's why you can't use it here. However, Rav Nachman, you don't have a peros lo ade Chalipin. According to Rav Nachman, you never have a din of Tvua or Kalim being used for Chalipin. It doesn't work according to Rav Nachman. So then, my eko lemeima, what are you going to say over here? Mikesef gnoso doesn't work. We don't have a drush according to Rabba. So Gemara says, no. Elali olam, according to this opinion of Rav Nachman, it says we never could teach the din of chalipin because two emperors don't have chalipin. Elali olam, the less we shavu bruta. We are talking about that we didn't have a shavu bruta. Aye, then if you're telling me that the two and kelim don't have a shavu bruta, so what do you have to tell me that? Even money, if it doesn't have a shavu bruta, won't be able to redeem the Eved Ivri back. So Gemara says, udika amris. And this question, why then would you have to tell me Tvuah Kalim? It would even be for money. If it's less than Shavuot, it won't work. So the Gemara says, this is a style called Lo Miboya Kamar. You didn't have to tell me the din of money once you tell me the din of Tvuah and Kalim. What is that? Lo Miboya, you didn't have to tell me Keset, the din of Keset, because the is Be Shavuot in Ilo Lo. Because money, yeah, if it was a Shavuot, then you can purchase them back. If it's not a Shavuot, you can't purchase them back. But I might have thought that that's only true by money. Avo Tvuah Kalim, in regards to paying him Tvuah and Kalim, I would have said, Amo, you know what? Midimikriva Hanasayu. With money, you have to go to the store and buy something. But the Tvuah, you go eat the Tvuah. The Kalim, you go and cook with the Kalim right away. And therefore, I might have thought, Gomar Umakni Nafshe, that he would allow the Eved Ivri to go free, even if it was less than a Shavuot Pruta, because it's Tvuah Kalim, the Mikarva Hanasayu. He gets, so to say, benefit from them right away. So even though they're not worth so much, he's willing to take it. So Kamash Shalom, that he's not. That's the Chiddush. So that's what Rabbi would say, according to Rav Nachman. Now we go back. Amar Rav Yosef, the way Tosus understands this, in Dibur HaMaskel, Mino Amino Le. So Tosus says, the Girsa that we had the Tosus, Lishna Kama Maisi Rai. This goes back to the first opinion of Rabbi and Rav Yosef the Machlokas. We've now been discussing the second opinion. But according to Chazonish, there's a mistake over here in Tosus, and he says it should be Lishna Basra. In any event, we're now going to have another explanation of Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Omer Rav Yosef, Mino Amina Law, where do I know that when the person gives the silk to the lady, the shiroi to the lady, and says, Yumukudeshes, with this silk, so how do we know that it must be, according to the first opinion, it must be kayitz, you must know the exact amount. According to the second opinion, even in the case of kaldu, it must be known the exact amount. So he says, D'tanya, because we learn the following brisa. E gozeh lepidyon bini. If a person goes and says to the Kohen, I have to do a pidyon ben, I don't have 5 shloim of silver, but instead, take this calf, take this egel, and that will be for the pidyon ben. Or he says, talis lepidyon bini. Talis doesn't always mean a talis like we think of a talis, like a talis gadol or even a talis katan. It means a garment. The talis is a garment, a cloak. So he says, take this talis instead of the 5 shloim for the pidyon ben for my child. So if he says this to the Kohen, here's the eagle, here's the talis, lo maklum. He doesn't accomplish anything. The child is not considered padui. He's not having an adequate pidyon ben. However, if this person says to the Kohen, eagle zeh b'chomei shloim lepidyon bini, this eagle I'm using instead of the 5 shloim for the pidyon of my son. Or he says, talizu, this garment, b'chomei shloim lepidyon bini, should be the 5 shloim for my child. And the Kohen accepts that, b'no padui. Then that is a valid pidyon haben. So that's what the brisa says. Now, hai pidyon hechidam. What are we talking about over here that this is an acceptable pidyon haben? We have the ratio that says it's not a pidyon haben, and the same that says it is a pidyon haben. Now, ilei modelo shavi, if you're telling me in the first scenario where we said it's not a pidyon haben, that the egel, this little calf, or the talis, the garment, did not have the value of the 5 shloim, so then kol kamine, why would we have had a havamina to think that in fact there would be a good pidyon haben? So obviously that can't be what it's talking about. Elolab, in the ratio, it's talking about afal gav de shavi, even though it did have the value of 5 shloim, the egel or the talis, in the two respective cases, did in fact have the value of 5 shloim. Nevertheless, it's no good. Bekiven the lo kaitzi, since it wasn't fully evaluated, there was no shuma to say that it did indeed was worth the value of 5 shloim. So therefore, lo, that's why it's not good. Ah, this is Rav Yosef Shita, that unless it's kaitz, unless you know the exact amount that it's worth, the woman is not mekudeshes. So too over here. Unless you know for a fact that it was evaluated to be 5 shloim, it's not a valid pidyon haben. Ah, Rav Yosef says, this is the raya to my Shita. Mor says, lav dafka, lo, not necessarily so, because li'olam de lo shavi. In fact, in the ratio over here, when he said, this egel should be a pidyon haben for my son, or this talis should be a pidyon haben for my son, and we said there, lo amar klum, it was actually talking about where it wasn't worth 5 shloim. Ukigon, however, why would we ever have had a havamina to think that it is good? The kabel kohen ilove, the kohen said, I'm willing to accept this as if it were 5 shloim. It's, as we learned, Kihod the Rav Kahana, as Rav Kahana in fact did, he was a Kohen, according to many, he was a Kohen. The Izzet Gemara elsewhere that discusses he may not have been a Kohen, but in any event, Rav Kahana, Shalkil Sudra, Mibay Pidyon HaBen. He took a Sudra, a kerchief, instead of the 5 shloim for a Pidyon HaBen. Now, this kerchief was worth less than 5 shloim, but he was willing to say, to me, this is worth 5 shloim. And therefore, Amalei, He said to the father, Lididi, Chazili, others have the Girsa, Shaveli, Chamesh Slayim, that this is worth to me 5 Slayim, and therefore it is a valid pigeon of bet. So that is what we're talking about in this Brisa, and therefore it's not a riot to Rav Yosef that you need to know exactly what it's worth. Here, we're talking about where the Kohen accepted it to be 5 Slayim, so then it would be good. But if the Kohen didn't accept it to be 5 Slayim, then it's not good. Now, Amar Rav Ashi qualifies this and says, Lo Amar, this is only true, Elikagon Rav Kahana, only for somebody like Rav Kahana, who is such a great person, the Gavar Abahu, he is such a chosh of a person, Umibayle Sudra Areshe, he would never go without his hat on. So to say, this kerchief on his head is equivalent today, he would never ever be seen in public without wearing his hat. He has a requirement, so to say, as being an Adam Gadol, to be seen in public only with a hat on. He would never be seen with just a yarmulke on. And that would be why he would be willing to accept this kerchief for 5 slime, because nobody else would need this. He would be willing to have it take, because he can't ever be seen without a hat on. It's not proper covered. I will coolly amalo, but not for anybody else. Anybody else? No, they're not wearing a kerchief. They're not wearing a kerchief. So for them, it's not worth the 5 slime that it was worth to Rav Kahana. And in fact, the Gemara says, Kiho demar bar Rav Ashi. The same thing happened with Mar Rav Ashi. Zovan sudro mei mei. The Rabba Mikube, he bought a sudra, a kerchief, from the mother of the Girsa that we have is Rabba. Others have the Girsa Rava, who came from a city called Kuvei. Rashi says Kuvei is the name of a place, Shem Makom. And in fact, in this situation, he was willing to go and pay for it. Shave Asara, he was willing to pay for it, but Tlesar, even though it was only worth 10. But he was willing to pay for it, Tlesar, 13. Now, others have the Girsa, Tresar, 12. But in any event, he was willing to overpay for it because, again, he's a chosh of a person and he needs to always wear this kerchief. So therefore, under that setting, where it's considered worth 5 slime, even though it's not objectively worth 5 slime, but to that person, subjectively, it's worth 5 slime, so then it's acceptable. Amar Rilaza, Rilaza tells us, if a man says to his prospective wife, his kachili b'mona, I want you to be married to me, I'm going to give you a mona. That will be the Kiddushin, the Kesef Kiddushin. But he doesn't give her a mana. Mana is 100 dinar, 100 zuz. But not selling a dinar. He gives her the first dinar, but he didn't give her the rest yet. So, Harez Mukudeshes, Fiyashlim. As long as he eventually pays her the other 99 dinarim, so then she's Mukudeshes, Me'achshav. She's Mukudeshes from right now, as long as he ultimately fulfills his Tanai. So, this is a Tanai. I'm going to be Makadish you with 100 zuz, 100 dinar, and he gave her the first one, so then she's mekudeshes. As long as he ultimately gives her the other 99, she's mekudeshes me'akshav from that moment in time. Why? My timer. So Gemara says, kivan d'amar la mana. He said, I'm going to be mekadesh you with the mana, 100 zuz, 100 dinar. And when he gives her the first one, v'yov la dinar, it's kiman d'amar lo al menas domi. It's as if he said to her, I'm being mekadesh you with the tanai. And your mekudeshes to me may achshav when I fulfill this tonight. As v'yomer Rav Huna, Amar Rav, as Rav Huna previously said in the name of Rav, kol omer almanas, kol omer me'achshav dami. When you say almanas, it's as if you say me'achshav, as soon as I finish the tonight, retrospectively, retroactively, it will have been mekudeshes from this moment in time. So therefore, when Stam, a person says, I want to be mekadesh you with the money, and he gives her the first dinar, as long as he ultimately gives her the other 99 dinarim, so then she's mekudeshes me'achshav. That's what Rabbi Elazar tells us, based upon this din of Rav Huna Amar Rav. More questions. It says, Meisvei, wait a second, we have a Brisa that seems to argue otherwise. The Brisa says, his kachili b'mone. The man says to a woman, I want to be mekadesh you, and I'm going to give you a money of money to be mekadesh you. No, he starts counting out. Here's 1, here's 2, here's 3. So until he reaches 100, if he changes his mind, or she changes her mind, I feel a bit of and he gave her 99. And before he gives it 100th one, he changes his mind or she changes her mind. Horishus biyado. He has the right to go and say, sorry, I changed my mind. She has the right to say, sorry, I'm not accepting the Kiddushin. Even though she accepted the first 99, she'll have to give it back. But she's saying, no, I don't wish to be Mekudeshes. As long as she didn't get the 100th one, she's not Mekudeshes. As long as he didn't give her the 100th one, he can retract his Kiddushin. Now, this seems to go against what Rabbi Elazar just said. Rabbi Elazar says, as soon as she gets the first dina, the first one of the 100, she's Mekudeshes from that moment in time, as long as he's Yashlim. So here it seems to disagree with that. So Gemara says, no, because Hoch Ma'eskin, what are we talking about in this price? The Omar b'mona zu, because he said, with this mana, that implies, not when you get all 100 mana, when you get this mana, only with the completion of this mana, that's when you'll be Mekudesh. So therefore, in the Brisa, until she gets the entire mana, even if she only got 99 of it, and the 100th one hasn't been given, either he or she can still retract. Mor says, but that can't be, because keep on reading that Brisa. Hami the Seifa b'mona zu. The Seifa is going to say, with this mana, which implies the Seif is talking about the case that it is this 100 zuz, this 100 dina, this mana that we're talking about. Implication being, harbi the Seif, but mana zu, this mana. So Reisha is b'mana stam, and it's not talking about this mana. So why shouldn't this Brisa tell us that she's mukudeshes meyakshav? Why can she still retract? That's the question. It goes against Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, what's this Brisa? The Kotani Seifa. Now, give us the Brisa inside to see what the question is. Because the Brisa said in the Seifa, if a man says to this prospective woman, oh my law, he's kachali b'monazu, I want you to go and become my wife with this mana. And v'nimtza mana chaser dinar, and it turns out that it wasn't the full mana. It wasn't 100 dinar, it was only 99 dinar. He counted wrong. Oh, dinar shel nechoshes. So one of them wasn't a silver dinar, one of them was a copper dinar. So ain't a mekudeshes, because he didn't fulfill what he said. This mana, and it wasn't a mana. It was only 99. Or it was 99 silver and one copper. It wasn't 100 silver. But if he said dinar ra, which we'll see in a moment, the Gemara will explain, it means a dinar that is technically legal tender, but it's a little bit difficult to use. Like today, if you have a crumpled up dollar bill, any store will take it. It's a value of a dollar. But in those days, the coins were worth what the coins were worth. So therefore, this is a type of coin that's a dinar ra. Yeah. Some places will take it, but others will say, no, it's a little bit too rubbed out for me, I don't want to take it. So a dinar ra, however, harezu mekudeshes, she would in fact be mekudeshes. However, v'yachlif, she has to go and get the full coin from this husband in order for it to be corrected. However, even without correcting it, the Tosfos Riazakin says that he has an obligation to go and correct it, but she's mekudeshes even if he doesn't go and correct it. So this is the second part, the seif of this brisa, so it implies that the seif is talking about manazu, and therefore the reish is talking about bastam. So the kasha returns to Rabbi Elazar. So Gemara says, no, don't read it that way. The reish and the seif are the amar b'manazu. They're both talking about the case of manazu, and the seif is just coming to explain the reish. Upirushe komil faresh. The seif is telling us what the reish was talking about, because when it said in the Reisha that they can retract, either the husband or the wife can retract until the 100 are given, even if 99 are given, either of them can still retract, that they can retract even if 99 have been given, but the 100th one hasn't been given, the husband or the wife can retract. So what is that talking about? Ketzad, and now the Sefer comes in. Kigon de arma law b'manazu. The Sefer, which says manazu, is now explaining that that's the case of the Reisha. And therefore, it's not two cases. It's talking about the same case. The Seif is just explaining what the Reisha is. And I'll show you, the Gemara says that this is correct. This makes good logical sense. Because these soka daitoch Reisha b'monastam. Because if the Reisha is talking about monastam and the Seif is talking about monazo, so then, hashto b'monastam lo havu kedushin. If the Reisha, which is monastam, isn't considered kedushin, so certainly b'monazo, mibaya, would you have to tell me the case of monazo? Of course, that would not be a good kedushin. So therefore, obviously, the Sefer must be going and explaining the Reisha. This is no lav dafka. That wouldn't be a proof. Imi shumha. If this is your proof, that wouldn't be a good proof. Lo ir, you couldn't have a proof because tana sefer legaluya Reisha. Because then you could argue that the sefer was needed to explain what the Reisha meant. Because if you only had one, shalo toma Reisha b'monazu. Because if you only had one, you would say the Reisha is talking about monazu. But, in fact, if it had been monastam, Abu monastam, have a kedushin, it would be a valid kedushin from right that moment. So therefore, Tana Sefer b'monazu, miklal the reisha b'monastam, to teach us that this didn't apply as both b'monastam and b'monazu, v'avilu achi lo kedushin, and even there, it's not kedushin. So therefore, you can't argue that if the reisha is talking about monastam, then you don't need the sefer. No, you need the sefer, because if you didn't have the sefer, you would say that the reisha is talking about monazu and not monastam. Okay. Another way to understand Rabbi Elazar with the Braisa is as follows. Rav Ashi Amar, Mona v'Hola Shiny. When you're going and counting it out, it's different. So he's saying, here's one, here's two, here's three, here's four, you got to get to 100. So the Daiter Kula, because the girl in this situation, the lady, is only accepting it when you get to 100. And therefore, until you count to 100, either he or she could still retract. And therefore, the Braisa is not a problem. Now the Gemara says, the Braisa told us that if it was a dinar shel nechoshes, there were 99 silver and one nechoshes, it's no good. So echidam, what are we talking about? If she knew beforehand that this mana included one dinar that was nechoshes and 99 of silver, so then has safra v'kibla. So she was willing to accept it as kedushin. So what's your problem? Why are you saying it's not a good kedushin? So Mar says, because she didn't know. Lo tzricha diyadei niya lebelelya. She was given the money at night, so she couldn't tell which was silver, which were copper. And since he said a mana, she assumed he meant all silver. And when it turns out that one is copper, so then she didn't necessarily accept it, and therefore she's not mukudeshes. Alternatively, inami, dishtachach le beni zuze. Or he really thought that they were all silver, but it turns out there was one copper one that was mixed in over there. And therefore, nobody knew about it, and therefore, since he said to her, there's going to be a full silver mana, so therefore, she doesn't have the kiddushin, unless she gets the full amount that she was expecting, which is the 100 silver dinar. Then the Bryce had said, but if it was a dinar raw, so one of the 90 of the 100 was a dinar raw, 99 were good, and one was a dinar raw, but it's silver, so that was good kiddushin. So what are we talking about? Hechidomi. In the lonothic, if it's something that's such a bad dinar raw that nobody's going to take this as legal tender, so then, hainu dinar shenachoshes, how's that any different than a dinar shenachoshes, which says it's no good? So Gemara says, "Amar Papa, kigon dinothik aydeatchak." That, as the Tosfos Rei HaZokin says, that it will be accepted, but not necessarily in every store, in every place. No, you can push it through, and it'll be accepted. So therefore, technically, he gave her 100 silver dinar, and therefore, it is a valid kedusha. Albeit, as the Tosfos Rei HaZokin says, he has to go and give her a better one as din of momenos, but not as din of kedusha. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to tell us another case. So the Gemara begins and tells us, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amarli, Hiskachli b'mona. I want you to go be mekudeshes to me with this mona. V'niach lo mashkon aleha. But instead of giving her the mona, he instead gave her a pikadon. He gave her a collateral, a mashkon, instead of giving her the 100. He says, okay, this collateral will be the collateral for the mona. So Rava, Amar Rav Nachman says, ain't a mukudeshes. That doesn't work. She's not mukudeshes. Return to Chesam Abeis. Why not? Because mana ain't kan, mashkon ain't kan. He didn't give it a mana, and this mashkon doesn't have the weight of the mana. It doesn't have the same value as the mana. As Rash points out, Hilkoch mashkon ain't no shava klum. The mashkon is not worth anything. She doesn't really own it. She ain't a mashkon matana. The mashkon is sold like a holding place, that this is proof that I owe you the mana. But the mashkon itself isn't given to her. She doesn't own the mashkon. So therefore, he didn't give her the mana. He didn't give her the mashkon. And therefore, he wasn't makadish her. He didn't give her a shavu pruta. Mora says, Eisei Rav L'Rav Nachman. Rav asked to Rav Nachman, is that really true? Kitsho b'mashkon. We have elsewhere, Bryce, and it says, if you makadish a woman with a mashkon, in fact, mikudeshes. So that goes against what you just said, Rav, in the name of Rav Nachman. So that seems to be contradicted by a Braisa. So how do you answer that? So the Gemara says, no, because the Braisa is talking about Hosam b'mashkon d'acherim. As Rashi explains, b'mashkon d'acherim, shahoya b'yado. He was given this collateral. He had given somebody money, and that other person owes him the $100. And the other person gave him the collateral. And now he's makadish this woman with that collateral he has from another person. The kitsha b'chov sheyesh lo olav. So he's makadish the woman with, listen, this guy owes me $100. I'm makadish you with $100 that he owes me. And here's the collateral. And therefore, mikudeshes. In this situation, the Bible says she is mikudeshes. Shamashkon atzmo konilo. She, in fact, now owns this mashkon. Because he owned the mashkon, and that mashkon, if the $100 is given, the $100 will give it to her. And if not, she'll keep the mashkon. So she did get something. She got more than a shava pruta, and therefore she's mekudeshes. So that's all about the mashkon acherim. And this is based upon the Rav Yitzchak. This is based upon what Rav Yitzchak taught us. What did Rav Yitzchak tell us? The Amar Rav Yitzchak said, "Minayin lebachov shekone mashkon." When you give somebody an IOU, and they give you back a mashkon, you own that mashkon. Shenamar, the pasuk says, it's a tztaka, ulechot yet tztaka. It should be a nice thing for you that you give this almana back her garment so that she'll be able to wear it. You give the person that you loan back, he doesn't have any other garment, you give him back his garment that he gave you as a mashkon. So it's a tztaka that you're giving it back. Now, imeno kone, if you didn't really own it, then why would we refer to it as a tztaka? Tztaka minayin. What's the tztaka? If it's not really yours, and you therefore his object is being given back to him, so then what's your tztaka that you did? Obviously, from the fact that it's called, you're doing him a favor, l'chot yet staka, so therefore, mikayin l'balchov, shekone mashkon, that the balchov actually owns this mashkon, no, when the loan is paid back, he'll give back the mashkon. But until then, he actually owns the mashkon, and therefore, that's why in this case, when he's makadish the woman, with this mashkon, mi'acherim, from somebody else, so then it is a valid kedushin. As opposed to, if it's the mashkon that the husband gives to the wife, listen, I'm makadish you with the money, but I don't have it, so here's the mashkon, so then, mona ain't kan, mashkon ein kan. That's the difference between the two cases. What tells the Maaseh Shoya? B'nei Rav Huna bar Ovin. The children of Rav Huna bar Ovin, they wanted to purchase a certain Omoha Ivriya, Zovun Hai Amso Bepriti, and they paid for it with Prutos. Rashi says, Amnas the Kabul Prutos Shal Nechoshes. And they arranged that they would pay some amount, 100 Prutos, we'll just make it up, 100 Nechoshes Prutos to go and purchase this Omoha from this person. Now, Lo have ba'adayu. They didn't have the actual prutos to give, so instead they gave a collateral. Osive nasko aleha. They gave her a silver ingot. Rashi says nasko is chaticha shel kesef. They gave her a silver ingot, a silver ball. Now, what happened? They never actually paid yet for this girl. It was just a mashkon. And meanwhile, the prices of such women servants went up. Lesov yakar amsa. So the guy who owned this amsa, who was selling it to the Bnei Rav Huna Barabin, he didn't want to sell it anymore. He had sold it for X dollars. Now he can get X plus Y. So therefore, he didn't want to sell it. But they said, we bought it from you. So also carry the Ravami. They went to Ravami for a Beis Din to judge it. So I'm a Ravami. Ravami tells him, I'm a Lehu. He tells both parties over here, Prite Enkan, Naska Enkan. You never paid the Prutos, so therefore you didn't acquire this Amasa, this slave girl. And the Naska that you gave, you didn't give that over to them. That was just as a collateral. There's proof that they would be able to go collect from you the money, the prite that you had said. So again, this is similar to mon enkan, mashun enkan. So prite enkan, nask enkan. You got nothing, and therefore the deal could be reneged upon. This person could sell this oma to somebody else. Tanya Rabbi Rabbi, following rice. His kachli b'mon. If a man says to the woman he wants to marry, I want you to marry me with this money, and then what does the woman do? Nitala, so she takes it from him and she throws it. Uzrakto layam. She throws it into the ocean, or into a fire, or into anything that will destroy it. She throws it into a compactor. She throws it into the mouth of a dog, and the dog eats it. So, animal kudeshes. In this situation, the woman is not mukudeshes. She never accepted it. So he gave her a mana, and she destroyed it essentially. No, she'll have to pay him back the mana that she destroyed from him, but she never accepted his kesef yidushin. Where it says, that implies, however, Hosha desinu kamei, if she threw it down in front of him and didn't destroy it, that implies have a kedushin. It seems that it's only not kedushin if she destroys it. But if she just put it down in front of him, then it would be a kedushin. Really? But Hoka Amrole Shakil Lobina. But she didn't accept it. She just threw it down. So why in the Braisa are you telling me that she has to destroy it? Why, if she just throws it down, is it not considered that she also doesn't accept it? So the Gemara says, no, lo mi boy kamar. You didn't have to tell me the case where she threw it down. Lo mi boy, you don't have to tell me the case that she desinhu kamei, the law of kedushin, that if she throws it down back at him, that's not kedushin. She's basically telling him, I don't want it. So, of course, that's not kedushin. But I might have thought, I will zirakto layam, if she throws it into the ocean, or into a fire, then, you know what? I might say, Ema, I would say, Kibun de Mechaivabu. Now she owes him the money. She just destroyed $100 from him. So therefore she owes him the money. So maybe she's willing to go and say, oh no, I'd rather not pay you back the $100. I'm Mikudashis to you. Kiddushe Kodesh Nafsha. She really was accepting the Kiddushe. Why did she destroy it? Why did she throw it into the fire? Why did she throw it into the Yam? Because Vahad the Ka'av the Hachi, the reason why she did this was she was testing him out. Savra, she said, Ibdike Lahai Gabra. I want to check this guy out. Is he a good guy or is he a bad guy? Irashana is going to be upset at me. And boy, oh boy, I don't want to get involved with such a guy. Irashana, he is an angry guy. He's going to get so upset. Hello. Or he's a calm guy. He'll say, no, okay. I'm not happy you did that, but I still love you. So she wanted to see what type of a guy he was. And therefore, you might have said that this is a valid kedushin in that case. Komash v'lon, that it's not. Bottom line is, she never accepted the kedushin, and therefore, she doesn't want to be married to this guy. Another bride, so Tanu Rabbanon, we learn the following bride, so the Ma'ai says to the wife, the prospective wife, his kachli b'moneh, I want you to be mekudeshes to me with this moneh, but she says in return, t'nein li'aba ulevich, give it to either my father or to your father. In other words, I don't want it. So therefore, ain't a mekudeshes. She's not considered mekudeshes in this situation. She never accepted it. But I'll explain in a moment why Bedavka, it was when she said, give it to my father or to your father, that why it had to specifically give us that case, we'll say that in a moment. But the price that continues says, however, if when she's offered this money, she says, give it to my father or to your father, al minas shiakablam li, that they should go and accept it. If they're willing to take it from you, then I'm mikudeshes to you. Then in fact, mikudeshes, that's a valid kedushin. Now, why did it have to tell us in the first part of this price that even if she says, give it to my father or give it to your father, that she's not mikudeshes? So The Gemara says, because Tana Abba, we specifically wanted to teach us the case where even if she says to give it to my father, Lo diacha koacha de resha, that to teach us the strength of the head, that even though the woman says give it to my father, that doesn't mean I want to accept the money. It means I don't want to accept it, and I'm not being mukudeshes to you. And why did it say give it to your father? Tana avich, why was that? Lo diacha koacha de sefer, to teach us what we learned in the Sefer, that even in a situation where the woman gives it to somebody that is not her relative, and nevertheless, in that situation, if it's almanas, it is a valid kiddushin, as long as she says, almanas chi kabum li. So that's why we needed the case of the father, and that's why we needed the case of the prospective father-in-law, the guy's father, each of them to teach us the strength of the Reisha, teach us the strength of the Sefer. Bryce continues and says, his kashli b'mona, the man says to the woman, I want you to be mekashli with the mona. And she says, no, t'nei l'ploni, give it to so-and-so, and mekudeshes. Just like when she said to give it to her father, or the guy's father, she's not mekudeshes. So too, if it's a ploni, a stam guy, it's ain't mekudeshes. More will explain in a moment why you need both cases. If certainly, it would seem that if you said to my father, or to your father, it's not kedushin, so too, to somebody else, stam, it certainly shouldn't be kedushin. Why not tell me that case? We'll see in a moment. And it tells us over here too. If she says, the man wants to give her 100 bucks, and she says, to name Al-Minashi Kablin Lee, go give it to Stam person, go give it to Ploni, on the condition that he accepts of me, that is Mekudeshes. She is Mekudeshes there. Now, if you told me that was true for the father or for his father, why do you have to tell me for Ploni? So the Gemara will now explain. It's really, you need both scenarios. You need the case of the father or the father-in-law, and you need the case of the Stam person to Ploni. Why? Because if we only had the case, if we only had the case where the man said, I want to give you kiddushin, and she says, no, give it to my father, or give it to my father-in-law, your father, or almanas, that they accept it, so you need both. When she said, I want you to give it to my father or to your father, if they accept it, then I'll marry you. So, shikabum, li have a kedusha. It'll be kedusha to me because she trusts them. The somcha daito ilayu. If her father says, yeah, this is a good thing, I'll accept the kedusha. And if her father-in-law, the husband's father, the prospective husband's father, says, yeah, I'd like you to be my daughter-in-law, so then she's happy to be married. So therefore, she said, amanas, you have to tell me the case of the father and the father-in-law. Because Savra of Dina Li Shlichusai, because they're doing me a good deed, so to say. They're acting out of my Shaliach. By the fact that they're willing to take it, they're basically saying this is a good Kiddushin. But I will Ploni to Stam Guy, who says that he has my best interests at heart? He may say, yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'll take the 100 bucks and you get married to them. So therefore, lo, I wouldn't know that. Therefore, you need to tell me that. And if you just had the case of Yashmin Ploni, if you only had the case of Ploni, I would have said, when she says, go give it to that guy, not Almanas, but she says the first case, go give it to that guy, yeah, that's why it's not Kiddushim, because the lo mikrova died to legabe lemeisul ebe matana, because she has no interest in giving that guy matana, she's not karuv to him, so she's basically saying, I don't want to deal with you, I don't want to be married to you, so go give it to that guy, don't give it to me, go give it to that guy, in other words, I don't want to be married to you. But if she said, abel abo v'avicha, if she said, give it to my father, or give it to your father, you know what? The mikvah died to look at by you because she's close to them. It's my father or it's your father. So maybe I would have said, even in that situation, we just said, go give it to them. That maybe she really wanted to give them as a matana and she's accepting kedushin. So kamash v'lan, no, that she's not. And therefore, tzricha, you need both cases. The case of the father and the prospective father-in-law and the case of Ploni. More continues, tells another brisa. Tana Rabbanon is kashli b'mona. If the guy says to the girl, I want to be mekadesh you with the mona, and she says to name agabi sela, put it down on this rock. So ain't mekadeshes. That's basically her rejecting him and saying, no, I don't want it. So put it on the rock. In other words, don't give it to me. I don't want it. Put it on the rock. So they ain't mekadeshes. But if she owns the rock, d'moya sela shela. If she said put it on the rock and she owns the rock, she's basically accepting and therefore mekadeshes. More questions. This and says really. Boy, Rav Bibi says, Sela shall shnei amal. That's great if she owns the rock, but what happens if it's a rock that they jointly own? So it's still in his possession, and therefore maybe he never gave it to her. Or we say, no, it was in her possession. She said, put it down on the rock, the part of the rock that's mine. So she is accepting the kedushin. That's the question that Rav Bibi asked. And Gemara doesn't give it an answer. Gemara says, teku. Now, we continue reading the Braisa. If the guy says to the girl, he's kachli b'kikar, I want to be give you kiddushin with this loaf of bread. So, t'neu l'kelet. And she responds and says, give it to the dog. So then, animal kadeshes. In other words, she's rejecting it. She says, I don't want it. Give it to the dog. Don't give it to me. I don't want it. So then Mikudeshes. However, if she owns a dog, if it was her dog, the Maya Kalashala, it's her dog. So then Mikudeshes. She said, okay, yeah, I'll take it. I feed it to my dog. He's hungry. This will save me the supper. And I accept your Kedushin. Now the Gemara says, again, boy, Rav Mari. Rav Mari asks the question over here, what happens in a case where a dog is running after a woman? Caleb brought Sachar out. So she's scared of this dog. And the guy says, I will give you a loaf of bread if you'll marry me. His kachli b'kikar. So she says, "Bahau hana the komatz lenafsha minei gomra umeknayu lelenafsha." Do we say that in this scenario, when he says, "If you accept this loaf of bread and I'll marry you," and she says, "Give it to the dog," well, that's because the dog's chasing her. But nevertheless, since she accepted it, maybe she really is saying, "Great, I wanted to marry you, and by the way, save my life here. Go and give the bread to that dog, so he won't kill me." So therefore, gomra umeknayu lelenafsha. She is accepting the bread as Kesef Kiddushin. And therefore, she's just telling him, go give it to the dog so the dog doesn't bite me. Or do we say, no, she is really saying to him, listen, you're required on a Daraisa level to get me out of trouble. The dog's chasing me. So you have an obligation. You have to go and help me out. So therefore, I'm not really telling you to give the bread to the dog and I'll accept the Kiddushin from you. I'm saying, give the bread to the dog. So, save my life. But I'm not getting married to you, and therefore that's really what she meant. And Gemara says, take it. We don't give an answer to that as well. Then the woman says, Hikachali Bikikar, if a man says to a woman, I want to marry you with this loaf of bread, you should be my wife. I should be Mekudeshes to me with this loaf of bread. And she doesn't respond, sure, thank you, I love you. She says, stay Leoni, give it to this poor person over here. So ain't Mekudeshes. She's basically rejecting him and saying, I don't want to be married to you. Go give it to that guy. Don't give it to me. And this is true, the Gemara says, the Braisa says, afilu oni hasomuch alo, even if it's a poor person that she is supporting. Nevertheless, even though she said, give it to this poor person, with the dog, it was her dog, so then we say mikudeshes. But here, with the poor person, we don't say mikudeshes. Afilu oni hasomuch lo, ain't a mikudeshes. Why? My time, what's the difference? So Gemara says, omrolei, because she could say to this guy, I'm not obligated to support this poor person any more than you are. We're both obligated. Just like I have an obligation to go and help out the poor people, you also have an obligation. So I say, go give that guy, this poor person, the bread. Don't give it to me. I don't want to marry you. Go give it to that poor guy. He needs the money. He needs the bread. And therefore, she's not accepting this as a lashon of kiddushin. Let's go a little bit weiter. It's still a relatively short shir. So how gavra, the one who's a man, the havakom mazbin, who went to go and sell and return to Tesem and Aleph, Chumrei and Pesach Yosa. The way Rashi understands this is that this is two separate things, some type of buttons and some types of things that you put onto a necklace, like beads of some sort. According to the Aruch, it says on the side, this is one thing. These are a certain type of jewelry that he's selling. In any event, Chumrei Pesachya. So either one or two things that he's selling. And he goes to a woman, Asiyahi Itza, a certain woman comes to him, the Amrelay, and she says to this salesman over here who sells these Chumrei Pesachya, and she says to him, Hadli Chatzoch, I want to buy one from you. Give me one of them. So Amrelay, he says to her, I'll be happy to give you it for free. Just marry me. If I give this to you, will you go and marry me? And Amrelay, she says, Hava Miava, give it to me. Now, she uses this double lashon of hava mihava. So the Gemara asks, what does that mean? So Amar Rav Chama call hava mihava, this double lashon of hava mihava, lav klumhu. It means, I don't want kedusha for you. Just give me this thing I asked to buy from you. Don't tell me you want to marry me. I'm not interested. Just give me the thing I want to buy from you. And therefore, it's not a valid kedusha. Another story. How Gabra, the once was a guy, Dava Koshase Chamra Bichanusa. He was drinking wine in a store, and Asoi Hai Itza, and this woman comes, and Amalei, and she says to him, give me a little bit of the wine. Hadli Chad Katsav. Give me one cup of wine. He had a bottle of wine. He says, give me a cup of wine. Amalei, he says, so I'll be happy to. Iyaivna Lech Mikachali. But if I give it to you, will you become married to me? I want to be Mikachali with this cup of wine. And Amalei, she tells him, Ashkui Ashkayan. Give me the cup of wine. She uses again this double lashon. And Amar Rav Chama, Kol Ashkui Ashkayin, Lav Klumu. Again, she's not responding to him, yes, I'll be happy to marry you. She said, I asked for a drink of wine. Give me a drink of wine. That's all she's saying. This double lashon implies, again, she's ignoring his request for marriage, just like we said before, that Hava Miava, I'm ignoring your request for marriage for the jewelry. So to Avir, I'm ignoring your request of marriage for the wine. Just give me a cup of wine. Similar story, how Gavra, the Ava Kosho, the Tamri Midikla, there once was a guy that was going up on a tree and climbing up on the tree to go and get the dates that were growing on this palm tree. So I saw, so this woman comes, and I'm like, she says to him, give me one of those. Shadeli Tarte, throw me down two of those dates that are on the palm tree. He says, I'm happy to. Will you marry me with them? I'm a law. Ishadina Lech, if I throw them down to you, Bikachali, will you marry me? And guess what she says? Amalei, she says to him, Shedei Mishta, throw it in this double lashon. In other words, Amar Rav Zid, Koshtei Mishta, Lav Klumhu. Again, this is not a lashon of accepting the Kedushin. She says, I wasn't accepting your Kedushin. I wasn't asking your Kedushin. I asked you to throw me down some dates. So just throw them down to me. Why do we need all three cases? So Tosus Nira Maskul, Kol Ashki Ashkuye says, Hanach Tlos, Ivdei, Itzterich. You need all three of these scenarios. The first one, with the jewelry, with the chumrei pesach yosa, the second one with the wine, and the third one with the dates. You need all three. It's with lashmina to teach us the bishum davar in a moil, that none of these scenarios work. Lo b'midi d'achila, not with the food, with the case of the dates, not with the shsiya, with the case of the wine, v'lo b'sharmili, and not with the case of the chumrei pesach yosa, not with the other case as well. Now, that was when we used these double lashonos of hava, mihava, of ashkuya, ashkayan, and shidei, mishta. Well, now we ask, what happens if she didn't use the double lashon? Ibailu, if she just said, have ashke ushtei mahu, if she just said, give it to me, or she said, ashke, pour it for me, or she said, shtade, throw it to me, mahu. In those scenarios, she didn't say the double lashon. What would be the din? So this is a machlokus. Ravina says, b'kudashes, that yes, she would be married, Ravina says, in all of these, because it's not a double lashon. She's saying, yes, I'm accepting it. As long as you give it to me, I'm accepting it. You give me one of the jewelry, you give me a cup of wine, you give me the dates, then I marry you. On the other hand, Rav Sama Baraksa Omar, no, Toga de Malka ain't a Mukudeshes. He swears, the Lashon of Toga de Malka, Rashi says, is Bekesser Amelech Nishba. With the crown of the king, I'm swearing. In other words, absolutely not ain't a Mukudeshes. I'm certain she's not Mukudeshes. And the Gemara says, Vilchasa ain't a Mukudeshes. She is, in fact, not married. Let's just go to the two dots already. Might as well get to the nice break point. So the Gemara says, by the way, the Hilchasa, in the cases we've had in the last couple of days, in the case of the Shiroi, which we mentioned earlier in the Shia today, when the man is Makadish a woman with the Shiroi, and he doesn't state how much the Shiroi are worth, Lo Tzricha Shuma. Bottom line is, we pass it like Rabbah, that you don't have to know how much it's worth, since he's saying, I want to be Makadish with this Shiroi, whatever it is, so she's Mekudesh. So we pass it like Rabbah. And then the Gemara says, V'hilchasa k'Rabbi Elazar, we pass it like Rabbi Elazar, who said that the man says to the woman that you should become Mekudesh to me with the mana, and he only gave her a dinar. So we said, that's as if he said Amanas, and therefore she's Mekudeshes Me'achshav, as long as he ultimately gives her the other 99. So we pass it like that, Rabbi Elazar. And likewise, we pass it also like Rav Amar Nachman. We pass it like the opinion of Rav Nachman. What was that? The man said to the woman, I wanted you to be Mekudeshes to me with the mana. And he gave her the collateral, he gave her the mashkun and said, so like we brought down, there's no mana here, and there's no mashkin over here, and therefore the woman is not Mekudeshes. This is a great break point at the two dots, and with this we conclude today's shiur.